This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Analysts say most of America's allies will be relieved to see President Biden this week after former President Trump sowed chaos among the allies, they say. Mr. Biden is traveling to Britain this morning, the beginning of his very first foreign trip as president. It will include a meeting of G7 nations, a NATO summit, and a meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says he's ready for this.
He's been getting ready for 50 years. He has been on the world stage. He's known a number of these leaders for decades, including President Putin and including a number of the leaders he'll see at NATO and he'll see at the G7.
A high-profile case goes to court today in Minnesota. Here's our Julie Walker.
The Minnesota Supreme Court hears oral arguments in the case of a former officer convicted in the shooting death of a woman who called 911 to report a possible sexual assault behind her home. Mohammed Noor was convicted of third-degree murder in the shooting death of Justine Ruschek Damon, a woman from Australia. Noor testified he was startled by a bang and was protecting his partner. His attorneys argue that a divided Minnesota Court of Appeals failed to follow legal precedents defining third-degree murder when it affirmed Noor's conviction. The High Court's decision has repercussions for another high-profile police killing case, the death of George Floyd. Besides second-degree murder, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was also convicted in April of third-degree murder, as well as second-degree manslaughter. I'm Julie Walker.
Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he wasn't swayed by civil rights leaders who pleaded with him to back his party's voting rights bill. He says he had an excellent meeting with them, but nobody changed their minds. Employers posted a record 9.3 million job openings in April, many of the jobs in the hotel and restaurant industry. This is AP News. Whatever happened to those talks on money for the nation's roads and bridges and so on? Our Mike Rossi has got an answer to that question.
President Joe Biden walks away from talks with Republican senators on a big infrastructure package. President Joe Biden has ended talks with Republican senators on his proposed infrastructure package and now plans to try to build a bipartisan compromise with Republicans and Democrats. Biden walked away from talks led by Senator Shelley Moore Capito after the two spoke Tuesday. The size of the package and how to pay for it remain stumbling blocks. The president wants a $1.7 trillion infrastructure investment plan. Republican senators offered $928 million and proposed tapping unspent COVID-19 money. Biden has rejected dipping into COVID-19 funds and proposes raising the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.